Jim Kelly celebrated his 37th birthday earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to everyone who reached out and offered well wishes. You got a birthday email from your dad, Pat.
Yes. He's a good man. Every birthday, he sends me an email that morning, 7 a.m. usually.
He's a beauty. If you haven't heard us talk about Jim's dad, he builds bridges in and around Mitchell, Ontario. That's where...
No, above and around Ontario.
Around
dude.
Ontario, but he's based out of Mitchell, yes, Ontario. Yes. And he's just a good old boy, hardworking guy. You know, he's raised a bunch of kids. He used to play hockey. He's known as a pretty tough guy. From everyone I talk to from Mitchell, they're like, oh, Pat Kelly, he's a tough son of a gun.
The one time that I was like listening to a phone call when the Stratford Beacon Herald called him to interview guys who used to play for the Culletons, and they brought up a story. Is it true, Pat, that you've once fought two guys at the same time and beat them both up on the ice? And he was like, well, yeah, I guess so. At one point, he fought two guys at the same time. That's how tough he was.
He's a man of few words.
Yes.
Right? And if his fists are doing the talking, you don't want to be in that conversation. Anyways, Pat Kelly sends Jim this birthday email. Can you read it for everybody?
Yeah, he goes, hello, Jim. Happy birthday wishes. I looked up my diary notes from 1987. Now, he says diary because he keeps like a little journal/diary in the truck. Every day you're done work, you go, oh, today we poured a curb in Jarvis, Ontario or something, just to keep track of what you did. 1987, my notes say, Karen had baby boy, 3:30 p.m., James Patrick, very sunny, nice, mild day today, dad. Which is cool. I like that he took the time, wrote that down. But it's funny because probably beside that, there was like poured curb.
Yeah,
I was hoping he followed up with like, oh, it's crazy how fast time goes by. 37 years. It makes me wonder, how is that curb doing?
And a baby boy, James Patrick Kelly. Let me add that to the list. In the front of the front cover inside, he's got all the kids' names written down so he doesn't forget them.
What are we at now? 5. Holy balding.
Big news in the world of boxing. It was announced yesterday that Jake Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson.
Wow.
July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. The fight is going to air live on Netflix.
I like that.
Is that free with your subscription, or are they going to ding us a little extra for that one?
You know, I assumed it was free, but it may be some sort of additional charge. I was hoping it was just a marketing ploy for Netflix, but you may be right. This may be a new pay-per-view scheme they got going on.
Yeah, not sure. Hopefully you don't have to pay extra for it. Mike Tyson says, quote, I'm looking forward. Should we do the Mike Tyson voice?
Go for it. I want to hear yours.
I'm looking very...
This is Michael Jackson.
Hee-hee, a tee-hee. I'm putting it on for the tail, dude.
I'm very much looking forward to stepping in the ring with Jake Paul. He's grown significantly as a boxer over the years, so it'll be a lot of fun to see what the will and ambition of a kid can get with the experience and aptitude of a goat.
Of a goat? Does he mean the actual animal or like the greatest of all time?
The greatest of all time. Mike Tyson is the greatest boxer of all time.
Oh, he's calling himself the goat. Okay. I thought he was calling Jake the goat.
Well, a couple of goat references. A kid and a goat, right? What a kid.
Yeah.
Kid's a baby goat.
Yeah.
Tyson, 58 years old. Jake Paul, 27 years old.
You know, when George Foreman got back into the ring, they say it all the time when it comes to boxing, is the power is the last thing to go. So Mike Tyson probably can still punch really hard.
I've seen some video of him sparring not that long ago, and he looked dangerous.
He looked good against Roy Jones Jr., but Roy, like in that exhibition fight a year or two ago, but Roy Jones did not look good. He was out of shape and wasn't looking like a strong opponent. What is this fight going to be? Is it just going to be an exhibition? Are they going to be dancing around? Or is this going to, like, because Mike Tyson's getting a big paycheck for this for sure. Is this going to be more of a wrestling match or a boxing match? I don't know.
This is what Tyson said on a podcast a while back about getting in the ring and what would happen if he did fight Jake Paul.
Jake Paul is obviously, you know,
he's big, beautiful. My kid, my family loves Jake Paul.
Could you him up?
Oh, I'm so easy.
I believe it. I mean, even like, Mike Tyson is obviously a way better boxer, but he was walking around with a cane 2 or 3 years ago. His back is bad. He's 58, 57, however old he is. I do not want Jake to win this fight, but
no.
I don't know.
I just don't want Tyson to go out like that. I don't want Tyson's last fight to be a loss to a YouTuber. But the odds makers in Vegas are putting heavy favorite status on Jake Paul.
Really?
Saying that he's got a 78% chance of winning against Mike Tyson.
And well, Tyson never known for his cardio. So if this goes to the distance, it might not be good news for Mike Tyson. I don't want to give Jake Paul more credit than he deserves, but I mean, he's not a bad boxer.
He's done okay. I watched the documentary on him, the backstory of him getting into boxing, and I was more impressed after watching it than I had been up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
He has, you know,
he's big, beautiful. My kid, my family loves Jake Paul.
Could you him up?
Oh, I'm so easy.
Like, Tyson's obviously the best boxer he's ever going to face, but again, way past his prime. But you say it could be the worst thing ever if this is his last fight and he loses, but it could be the greatest thing ever where the snot-nosed punk gets his comeuppance from the legend. You know, it could be awesome.
It teaches him a lesson, right? I saw a funny post, a meme somebody shot up there. We should share it on the Taz and Jim social accounts. It said, this is the first thing I thought of when I heard Jake Paul was going to be fighting Mike Tyson. And it was a screenshot from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, the original Nintendo video game. And it was Glass Joe versus Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Kind of have the same haircut.
We'll see. Netflix. Tyson Paul. Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Coming up July 20th. We are shocked to see this story from the CBC, given how great drivers are in Ontario. I mean, you go out on the roads, and it's just a pleasure to be out there with all the other cars and trucks because everyone's so good at driving.
Sure.
Jim, what's the headline?
Hidden camera investigation reveals driving school instructors offering shortcuts to drivers for a fee.
No. How is that possible?
So they did a hidden camera investigation here. This is CBC News, CBC Marketplace specifically. And they found out that there is a significant amount of people who are not actually earning their license. They are paying cash to obtain their license. A new driver must complete 10 hours of in-car lessons, 20 hours in-class theory, and 10 hours of homework with driving school, and it typically costs between $650 and $1,500. Now, if you went to these certain places, you could skip all that time, and basically for $385, if you paid this driving instructor, he would introduce you to their manager. The manager would show you how they would forge the documents for you and say, this is what it is, this is how much it's going to cost, and boom, there's your license.
Well, you wouldn't get your license, obviously, but you would get the paper saying that you completed the driver's training.
Sure, and then you submit that and you get your license. So you still get your license, just, you know, they're bypassing
all
the training.
But hold on, it's cheaper to do it this way? Or is it an additional $382?
I think it might be an additional, maybe, I'm not sure, but specifically you're paying the driver instructor, yeah.
You pay the fee for the school, and then you throw them another close to $400 on top of it, and then you don't have to actually do your homework or go to class?
Exactly, yeah. So they would basically, you'd call the school, say whatever, and they'd say, okay, we'll give you a 15-minute appointment with our manager, and then the manager would say, this is how your file is going to look. This is the information we have. We keep it for 3 years, and this is your license. And the one guy they caught on camera, he goes, don't worry, I've done it 1,000 times. Talk about incriminating.
I'm laughing, but that means there's 1,000 people possibly driving around this morning, today, who aren't qualified to be behind the wheel of their vehicle. Yeah.
Now, how many of these are just pedestrian licenses? How many of these are truckers' licenses? We hear a lot of rumors and specific towns and cities you can go to get your trucker's license or license a lot easier. This is the biggest open secret in Ontario, basically.
Here's the issue I have. It's not that difficult. Guys, I did it when I was 16 years old.
If a 16-year-old can
if
do it.
If a 16-year-old, and I was quite the 16-year-old kid. There was a lot of concerns about about a young Taz and what he was would be able to accomplish in life.
Sure, sure.
But there was never a worry that I would not be able to pass my driver's training.
Mm-hmm. It really isn't that difficult.
How bad of a driver do you have to be when your only option is to bribe the driving instructor?
Totally.
To say that you passed the course that a 16-year-old can pass.
Pathetic.
It is brutal. So what are they doing? Let me guess. They're taking anybody who went through that driving school, they're taking their license away?
That's what I would like to happen. But basically, this report has just came out. This marketplace bombshell, they're going to call it, has just came out. I haven't seen anything about the police response yet. But at the very least, these are fraud charges, plus government documents, which is like above and beyond fraud.
The guy who says he's done it 1,000 times, if he doesn't at least lose his job.
I would hope. He should be in jail, yeah, at the very least.
Well, if you're wondering why people are terrible behind the wheel.
At least 11 schools are doing this in Ontario.
11 schools. And if each of those 11 schools have done it 1,000 times, yeah, do the math on that. We're talking about shady driving instructors. CBC did a hidden camera investigation and found that there's driving instructors out there who are taking some cash,
yeah,
and saying, you don't even need to take the course. I'll just say you did. They can go get their license.
I'm just digging through this article. It's kind of long, but this just stuck out to me. This is how bad it is. CBC Marketplace called 20 driving school instructors in Ontario who posted online ads offering beginner driving education. 14 out of 20, or 70%, offered to help break the licensing rules. 70% would take cash.
Wow. We got a call here. Taz and Jim.
Taz and Jim, Chad the ref here. How are you guys?
Good, Chad. Buddy. What are you up to today?
Hey, are we? Oh, I'm just giving her at work right now. Are we getting into stories about driver's ed right now or no?
Yes.
What do you got?
Okay, so I live near Jim, where Jim grew up, in Perth County area.
Mm-hmm.
We used to drive around with our driver's ed instructor, and we would have to do duffel bag drops at random houses.
Shut your mouth.
This did not happen to me. This happened to my brother's friend. I'm not going to say any names, but the owner is no longer involved with the...
So what do you think? The driver's ed guy was getting people to drop off drugs and cash? He was a part of a crime syndicate?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to assume anything, but I don't want to get anyone in trouble or anything.
Maybe they were just, was it a laundry service? Gym laundry?
It could have been dropping off utensils. It could have been dropping off party favors. It could have been dropping off pizzas that were in duffel bags.
This sounds like it could be an urban legend, but you never know.
I'm pretty certain this happened, but who am I?
It sounds like a mission from Grand Theft Auto 5. The driving instructor, you got to drop off the duffel bags at all the locations without going over the speed limit.
Yeah, to draw attention, yeah.
Hey, it's Taz and Jim.
I'm a driver instructor, and yes, that is happening. Not my school, but it is happening, like you would not believe.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
Don't like it.
it must be frustrating. Anytime you're following the rules and other people aren't, it's got to mm-hmm. be frustrating.
Oh, it is. And people will take them, and I see them driving around. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not going to happen.
Like, wouldn't you feel guilty if you knew that you were putting people's safety at risk, basically, by putting unqualified drivers out on the mm-hmm. roads?
Yep, exactly. Like, they even truck drivers, they are skipping the corners and getting their license because somebody knows somebody knows somebody.
Okay, as a driving instructor, what is the most important piece of driving advice you could give to people who haven't taken the course?
Oh, they have to observe everything, like front, back, sides, everything. Shoulder checking, like you got to watch out for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I've done this 30 years.
Kudos to you.
I've done it 30 years. Thank you.
Time to take a look at sports with Devin Peacock, our sports guy. Dev's in here. We were just talking about Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson. What's your prediction?
I think Mike Tyson is going to murder Jake Paul. Like, I've been looking at some videos of Tyson sparring recently, and he does not look like a 57-year-old guy. He looks like a man who is about to murder another man, as we all watch on Netflix.
Get him on whatever HGH steroid serum we can. Jake Paul's probably juicing as well. Let's make it happen.
Hey, like, this is this is a perfect event for the steroid games.
The enhanced games.
The enhanced games. Yeah. Sorry.
This is it's definitely a spectacle. It's got our attention.
Listen, I would not do it, but I would certainly allow Jake Paul to do it.
How much money would they have to give you to get in the ring with Mike Tyson?
I mean, a million. All you got to do is take one punch and go down.
I'd do it for $10,000.
Would you?
Yes.
I would hold out for more than $10,000.
Well, I would take, I mean, bare minimum, though. I would.
I don't know first if I'd do it have for $10,000.
Why not?
$50?
Well, because I don't want, I might die.
Well, you just go in, he beats you up. You take one punch, you're done anyway. You wouldn't do it, I would do it just for the story. I would do it for free.
Oh.
You wouldn't do it for free?
I would
not. He's not going to kill you.
He might. He's Mike Tyson.
He's Mike Tyson trying as hard as he can. Okay, what if it was Mike Tyson in his prime? How much would you have?
Well, then, no. Then it would have to be whatever my life insurance policy would be. But to do it now for a bit for the radio, I would do it for free, and I would gladly take 10 G's.
I guess I'd have to do it, too, then, if you're going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. I'll let you guys do it.
Peacocks out.
I mean, I wouldn't expect myself to land a single punch. I would obviously almost die, but it'd
Serious
be awesome.
Serious question. Should we call Mike Tyson? What are the chances he actually says yes if we put...
After doing that charity boxing match in the summer gym, how long do you think you would last in the ring with Mike Tyson?
One punch. One body shot, one headshot, I'd be done. So maybe 20 seconds?
20 seconds maximum.
If that.
Yeah.
Easiest 10 grand I ever made, though.
Way to, like, Dev and I were talking millions, and you've just lowered the bar. Now nobody's going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I would hold out for $1 million. How much do you think people would pay to watch Mike Tyson just, like, punch out random guys?
Random scrubs? I don't know if they would.
That's where they make their money. Like, how many guys can Mike Tyson punch out in 30 minutes?
That would be funny. You put six guys in the ring versus Tyson and see how many you can take. All of them.
You know what you do? You have a lottery system where everyone buys tickets. Just a bunch of average guys buy tickets to the fight. So you got a stadium full of people. And if they call your seat number, you have to go in the ring and fight Mike Tyson.
It's like Price is Right. You come down.
Right. Come on down. You're the next contestant to get knocked out by Mike Tyson.
After the second fight, everybody leaves.
There's a stampede for the doors. Jim Kelly, we're getting some support messages here. Yesterday on the show, you talked about how you are trying to stop smoking marijuana.
Yeah. You want taking a year off.
You want to take a little break because you and Sarah might start trying to have kids.
Yeah. And that's just like a goal I always had in my mind. Like, I always said, I have to quit eventually. So when is that date? And I put
it
off.
Or slow down, whatever. Yeah. Your life's about to change big time if you're going to have kids. Yeah. So why not?
And it's kind of the same way. Like, I guess I just straight up do have an addictive personality. Cause like, I try not to keep like beers around the house too much too. I have a ton of whiskey and hard liquor cause I don't get into it as much.
Yeah.
But if I got like cold beers in the fridge, dude, at the end of the day, I'll have one. Next thing you know, I'll have six. And it's like I'm not getting hammered, but it's like, why am I drinking these? It's the same with marijuana. I'll just do it out of boredom kind of thing. So I'm just trying to take a little break here.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I went to visit my buddy in Detroit a couple weekends ago, and on the way back, I stopped at the Meijer, did a little grocery shop.
Oh, yeah.
And I picked up a couple cases of Miller Lite. I like the
cheap.
Well, they're cheap, and it's the nice wide mouth aluminum bottles that you can't get in Canada.
Yeah, you'd see them a lot with Coors Light back in the day.
Coors Light, Miller Light, and you screw the cap off, and you can screw the cap back on if you don't want to spill it.
If you're sneaking it into the stadium.
So I got a couple cases of those.
Yeah.
And I haven't, once I open the case, I know it's going to go quick. So I haven't even opened the case yet.
It is funny though, too. speaking of like reaction of when you say I'm trying to quit something or I'm trying to dial this back, people get kind of offended, like you're attacking their lifestyle. And it's funny, off the air yesterday, we were talking about it. It's weird when you're drinking in front of a sober person because then you start feeling bad about how much you're drinking. Like you go out to a bar, the guy's not drinking, you're on your fourth beer, you're like, do I have a problem? And a couple people, after I said I'm trying to quit, they're like, oh, what are you talking about? I had two kids on marijuana. I was smoking the whole time, and they're smart. They're 99%. Okay, it's okay. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying for me personally,
you're not taking a break out of judgment of other people's lifestyle. This is something you personally want to do. And some of the messages that we're getting, we got this one. Hey, Jim, I'm getting married this August, and I want to quit smoking weed and cigarettes by then. I've been trying since January, but it's a very difficult process indeed. We can do this together,
yes.
Brother.
And boy, they go together well, cigarettes and marijuana. So if you can quit them both at the same time, well done.
Jim, just quit smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. Once you have a kid, you're going to need to smoke weed.
Daylight savings, eh?
Daylight savings is starting, correct?
Yeah, we're leaping forward.
Spring forward. Yes. Daylight savings starts on Saturday night. Make sure you change your clocks. Other things they recommend you do, just because it's, you know, you're already changing the clocks. You might as well get some other stuff done. Flip your mattress, they say.
Good time. Really?
Good time to flip the
old
mattress.
I got a pillow top, you jerk.
Well, rotate it then, Jim.
Yeah, you can, eh?
You rotate the mattress and then you won't get the divot. But I kind of like my bed
divot. Your crevasse?
Yeah. You get in the bed and you kind of roll down into your little
pothole. Yeah, yeah. And then if you flip it, your wife disappears.
Clean out the fridge this weekend. Your pantry, your medicine cabinet, toss anything that's expired or you're no longer using or anything that's expiring soon. We've got so much expired stuff in my fridge. It's basically half full of expired stuff, yeah, that we're never going to eat.
It's funny that when you find those old bottles of, you know, hot sauce or whatever, and it says like 2008 on it or something.
Restock your emergency kit. Or if you don't have an emergency kit at home, put one together.
Thank God mine's still stocked.
What do you got in there? Slim Jims, Doritos?
A lot of granola bars, like like dried fruits, dog food, multiple big jugs of water.
Bad news. It's all expired. Change the batteries in your smoke alarm.
2025 is when it expires. I bought it all 5 years ago when COVID hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I bought all mine for Y2K, so it's long
it's
expired.
It's a little old.
Change the batteries in your smoke alarm as well this weekend. Good idea to change the batteries once a year, so doing it the same weekend as the clocks is just an easy thing to keep at top of mind. Daylight savings time starts this weekend. Don't forget to spring forward.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.